That call didn't go your way? Next. Your prospect flaked out? Next. Somebody you care about isn't interested? Next. Some idiot just cut you off in traffic? Next. Stop thinking. Stop replaying. Stop negotiating with what already happened. Say next and move forward. Because here's the truth most people don't want to admit. The event, that's not what derailed you. Your refusal to move on. That's what did. So saying next isn't about being cold or dismissive. It's about refusing to let yesterday keep billing you for today. Next clears the emotional fog. But clearing space, that is not enough. Once the noise is gone, the real question appears. What actually deserves to come next? What ought to be next? And that's where having an appreciation for your meaningful few, that's where that comes in. Because we could choose to do anything, but anything, 9 times out of 10, we're going to pick some trivial thing. What Preter refers to as the trivial many versus the meaningful few. And the meaningful few, these are the activities that are actually going to get you closer to what you want. And we need to decide what those are. We need to understand what those are. And then we need to be able to execute on those consistently. So every time you don't say next, you are leaking and losing little bits of your most valuable resources. You lose time constantly replaying. You lose attention by ruminating. You lose energy by resisting reality. And you lose money by compensating emotionally. Next stops the bleeding. Your meaningful few tells you where it's prudent to reinvest. So let me walk through each of the 6 different areas that I like to talk about. So for your family, we get stuck in old arguments, in unmet expectations, and the guilt that we carry around because we are not perfect. I know that I am not, and I'm sure that you are not because nobody is. The comment already landed, the moment already passed. Next. Next, when we're talking about family, we're not talking about indifference. We're talking about presence. So instead of punishing yourself for what you missed, you ask, what does my family actually need from me now? That's the meaningful few. So next, that turns guilt into presence. It makes time intentional. Our attention returns to the person who's in front of us, and our energy softens instead of hardening. And money, we can stop using that as a form of apology. Doesn't that sound good? For our community lives, we get stuck feeling overlooked, underappreciated, and it makes us a little bit resentful. That one time I wasn't thanked or wasn't noticed. People are not giving me my due. Next. Next frees you from needing to be seen so you can be useful, which is what we want. So instead of waiting for validation, you ask, where can I contribute in a way that actually matters? Time moves from criticism to contribution. Attention shifts from narratives to needs, and our energy goes into service instead of resentment. And therefore, money will begin to support the impact that we want, not some image that we're working to create. For your work and your money, we get stuck on lost deals, ghosted emails, bad sales quarters, and of course, comparing ourselves to other people. These are natural things that are going to happen throughout the course of not just business, but each day. The deal died. The guy didn't get back to me via email. I didn't get the promotion I was expecting. Next. Next in our career, it's not denial. This is professionalism. Instead of licking our wounds, you ask, what action actually moves the needle from here to the direction that I want it to go? Our time moves from just wasted towards more high leverage work. Our attention stays where it should be on the things that we can control. Our energy returns to effort, and our money gets invested strategically instead of emotionally. When we get rejected, it can feel personal, but it's not. And when we move on and we say next, it becomes, it stops being personal and it starts being directional. For well-being, we get stuck in shame so easily. Oh my gosh, I skipped a workout. I ate like an idiot this weekend. Next. Next breaks that shame spiral that we can all fall into. So instead of self-judgment, you ask, what restores my capabilities right now? It's not perfection, it's capability. So time becomes movement. Attention shifts to function. Energy goes into recovery. And money supports overall real health, not just BS hacks. So next replaces punishment, and it replaces it with progress. From a personal development standpoint, when we're growing, we get stuck overthinking, and then we overconsume. We want to outthink everything. But the reality is that we already know enough. We're not confused. We're just hesitating. It's next. Next turns insight into embodiment. So instead of more information, you ask, what's one thing I can practice today that proves who I am interested and becoming? So time moves from reading to doing. Attention shifts from theory to practice. Our energy goes into becoming, and our money supports action, not just aspiration. When it comes to peace of mind, we get trapped replaying conversations and resisting the reality that is reality. Nothing more will be learned from just being stuck in those same old loops. Next. Next is acceptance with direction. So instead of mental reruns, ask, what order can I restore today? If we're able to do that, time frees up. Our attention feels more settled. Our energy stops just fighting our reality. And money simplifies instead of soothes. Calm returns, not because life got quiet, but because you stopped having a fist fight with it. So here's a mistake that people make. They think that next is avoidance, which it is not. Next is acceptance plus movement. It's how you stop wasting your MVRs, your most valuable resources, on what already happened and start investing them in what actually matters and laying the groundwork for what you actually want, creating space for the stuff that you really want to come into your life. So say next, and then apply your meaningful few. Act on your meaningful few. Execute your meaningful few, because in the end, the verdict is simple. Next protects your resources. The meaningful few tells you where to spend them. So next, got to keep it moving. Leave the past where it belongs. Invest your resources in the future that you really want. There's a worksheet you'll be able to click on in the notes of today's show to really interrogate your reality, where it is that you are leaking and wasting resources, and how we can plug those holes and start moving towards the life that you truly want via your meaningful few. And of course, my newest book is called The Meaningful Few, Designing a Life That Works. And you can get that on Amazon. I'll link that too. And they've got a lot of additional resources that are coming up. You can find it at mymeaningfulfew.com. Do your part by doing your best.